Now we are told here that there were shepherds there with their flocks in the field, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. I said a moment ago that Mary put diapers on God. That's what she did. That's what Dr. Luke, he's a doctor, he's trying to tell you that, friends. Don't miss the point. It's a tremendous statement. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now that says a whole lot to me. I have refrained now for months to say something to you folk that you'll have to admit when you hear it that I've exercised a great deal of self-restraint. I have a grandson that if I had an hour and a half on the radio, I'd tell you about him because he's pretty wonderful. I heard the story about two men talking to each other. One of them said to the other, Have I told you about my grandson? And showed you pictures of him. And the other man said, No, you haven't, and I want to thank you for it. So I won't tell you folks about him other than to say it's wonderful to see a little fella like this to come into the world, and you have your heart goes out to him, and there's a sympathy that goes from you to him. And you know that's the way God entered the world. He could have come in as he's going to come the second time in power and great glory. But he came in the weakest way you can come into this world. He came, as George MacDonald put it, he came a little baby thing that made a woman cry. Or, if you want the rest of it, they were looking for a king to lift them high. But he came a little baby thing that made a woman cry. That's the way that he came into this world, a Savior of the world. And he laid aside not his deity, but his glory, because there should have been more than just a few shepherds there and these angels. All of creation should have been there. That fellow, Caesar Augustus, instead of collecting taxes, should have been over there to worship him. And he could have forced him to, but he didn't, you see. He did lay aside not his deity, but his prerogatives of deity. And he came, the little baby thing. This is the picture that's here, and I can't think of anything lovelier than we have here. And let me read on. This shall be the sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Mary put diapers on him, friends. That's what Dr. Luke's telling you. He came into this world a human being. He's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He knows you today, and he knows me today. And it also means I can know something about God, too, because he took upon himself our humanity. And verse 13, And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Now let's don't misquote that. And this is not the thing, really, that the angel said. It's not on earth peace, goodwill toward men, but it's peace to man of goodwill. This is not this asinine statement that's being made today. Let's have peace, 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 peace. My friend, God says there is no peace, saith my God to the wicked. And he says we live in a day when you need to be beating your plowshares into swords, not the other way round. We live in a wicked world. We live in a world where Satan dominates it, and because of that, there's no peace in the world. But there is peace to men of goodwill. If you're one of those that have come to Christ, taken him as Savior, you can know the peace of God being justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, and that's the kind of peace he came to bring the first time. Now he's coming the second time as the Prince of Peace, and he's going to put down unrighteousness and the rebellion in the world, and he'll establish peace on the earth. And until he comes, there'll be no peace on this earth.